We'll shudder our way through the August 20, 2010 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network studios in suburban Chicago, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. The ARRL, our National Organization for Amateur Radio, holds several forums annually at the Dayton-Hamvention, held in suburban Trotwood, Ohio. One in particular this year that has provided a couple excerpts for these rain reports was the one directed at the League's PIOs, Public Information Officers. While at first blush one might think such a forum would not be of interest to the everyday ham, the 2010 ARRL PIO forum was quite the opposite, starting with ARRL Public Relations Manager Alan Pitts, K1AGP.
In the public relations committee meetings, we usually talk about, okay, where are we now and where are we going? Let's start with, where are we now? How many of you have used or had gotten what we called the talk on a disc? That was the CD that had all three presentations about the fun, the emergency side, and the technology side of amateur radio. It's now on the web. You can download it. Second thing, how many of you were on the public relations email reflector? It comes and goes in waves depending on what's going on. At the same time, it is where we put current information, get stuff out there real fast. Hey, look at this. This is something you can spin off and use in your local area. It is not censored in any way. If people post to it, it goes out straight out. But as probably those of you who are on it have probably spotted, I'm also usually pretty fast. If something's inappropriate, I'll talk to them one-on-one, and if it's bad enough, I just hit the button and they go away. But it's a good way to do things. The biggest thing is the new website. How many of you have found the media and public relations part of the new website? It's real simple, ARRL.org/media and public relations. What I've got up on the screen right now is the landing page for media and public relations. If you go into About ARRL and then click on media and public relations, this is what you get. We tried very hard to put all of the different areas or activities that people may have. Now hear this, by the way, is a brand new area. About once a week, I'm putting up a 1 or 2 minute little audio. It's just kind of, okay, this is what's going on. It's kind of talking to you literally like I am right now. This is what's happening. There's contact, which is your monthly e-zine. By the numbers. I wanted you to know what the numbers are so that when you get a reporter or whatever, somebody talking about, oh, amateur radio is, don't you love that now? Since that NPR report came out, people are starting to recognize, excuse me, amateur radio isn't going away, it's growing. We actually have been on a growth spurt for 6 years, and last year we got over 30,000 new hams. By the way, this year we are above that record. We are well ahead. No, applaud yourselves. You're the guys that are doing this. You're the ones that are getting the word out. I realize, yes, it takes Elmers, it takes VEs, it takes clubs and everything else. But if it weren't for the people that are sitting in this room right now, the public wouldn't even know that we still exist. And I do have the gloat factor. And yes, I took the shot. Maybe I shouldn't have, but I did. In one national publication, you will see where Alan Pitts is quoted at, isn't it interesting that a few years ago, AOL listed amateur radio as number 17 of the things disappearing from the American scene, and how now it appears that AOL... You're the guys that are doing this, so applaud yourselves. What is amateur radio? Basic information, if you need something for the two-minute... You know what the two-minute drill is. Be able to answer, what is amateur radio in 2 minutes or less to a reporter? Now, here's one I like, and I'm updating it about every 3 days. All of the media hits that aren't just general club notices or test or eulogy type of thing, all of the I'm posting them all in one place. You want to know if the thing made the media or whatever? Just go there. Just take a look. They're all there. Mostly, I'm ripping them from Google News Alerts, but I get them from all different places. Just take a look there, because I also like it. Oh, I haven't seen anything about amateur radio in the papers in years. And I can tell them, hey, go look there. And if you haven't seen anything in your community, do you have a PIO? Are you doing anything yourself? Is your group doing something? The Swiss Army knife. Remember that one? All the tools you ever need in one place? Boom. It's now on the web. You can download it. We've got reporter information. We made it sure that the reporters can find what they need real fast. It's a work in progress, the whole website. Then if you go from the media and public relations into the tools for public relations people, all kinds of things, all listed there in hyperlinks. Your PIO handbook is there. A link to all the field day promotional stuff is there. Calendar, I try to keep kind of up to date, and it makes it real easy, and you're able to take it and run with it.
You're in the midst of a talk by Alan Pitts, K1AGP, ARRL Public Relations Manager, talking about what the ARRL PIO program has been doing and what it's doing now. This is the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.
For the first time, I have the ability to post both audio and video on our website. The video for the website has to be pretty well scrunched down, but I can also set it up where it downloads some pretty good files. What we need, where we need to go, two directions. I know there is resentment in some circles about Twitter, Facebook, and social media. I don't care. We need to go there. Not exclusively go there, not to the detriment of others, but we need to go there. If we don't, we are killing off a major market for amateur radio, which, by the way, is one of the growing areas where we got those 30,000 new hams. We've got to do it. We've got to learn. And if an old guy like me that's only got a couple more years till retirement can learn it, you can too. The second area we've got to go into is video. When something happens, what happens? Every ham turns around and grabs a radio. In Mississippi recently, there was a tornado, very bad one. The people that responded locally, the amateur radio operators, did wonderfully, especially Glenn. He had only been in EC for 2 weeks. He hadn't even gone through level one Aries course yet. But he did the very best that he could, and I've seen some of the compliments that he got, he and the team. And I'm going, this is great. Got any pictures? Huh? Do you know what I could have done with a picture? Just a ham with an HT standing in front of one of those houses. Or a video clip. You could have made my year. But nobody thinks of it. ARRL, we're talking very seriously about developing some in-house video capabilities. Start on a small scale, but we figured it out, taking a real heavy look at it, and I'm hoping that we're going to be doing so within the next 8 months to a year. I've looked at the prices on things. The prices on good video cameras, consumer-level video cameras, has dropped. I really encourage you, get a video camera. Put it in with a Go kit. They're easy, hit the auto button. You don't have to worry about all the tricky stuff you used to. Get a video camera, shoot it, and get it to us. I don't care if it's on carrier pigeon. Believe me, we can use it. And it doesn't have to be a disaster. Something with action in it. You know what an action photo is. If you're in this forum, it means you care. Something with an action, not shooting over the back of somebody's head looking at the radio, but somebody that's actually moving, doing something. They're golden, and we've got to get video. So I'm going that direction. I hope that you will work with it also.
The voice and observations of ARRL Public Information Officer, Manager Alan Pitts, K1AGP, who spoke to a room of League PIOs, Public Information Officers, at the 2010 Dayton Hamvention this past May. For more information about the ARRL PIO program, go to www.arrl.org/media and public relations. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com.